you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. We hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
I'm glad.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. We hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near.
Reading from Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 22nd, 2022. And is our pattern on Mondays, we typically read from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And this broadcast is being originated from my home studio. And so Marianne is busy working on the deadlines for the Prime Lifetimes edition for September. We have to have our final drafts and everything to the printer in the next day or two. So with a pressing deadline, she's busy at work. And it works out great having this home studio so that I can share some thoughts and updates and do some house cleaning. So I have about 6 post-it notes in front of me, but this is all information I want you to be aware of or plan for or participate in, along with a recap from this past weekend's Singing Men concert in Leroy. Thank you, God. The guys did great. It was fun watching our director, Keith Kraft, animated. In fact, he had all the cutoffs, you know, as the director has his arms going. I think we nailed all the cutoffs at the end of the song, and he kept giving us a thumbs up and smiling and beaming. So I think we did a really good job, and the feedback from the audience was wonderful. And a shout-out to the mayor of Leroy, Steve Dean, as a decision was made a few hours out to move it from the downtown park into the Leroy High School. So even though there was some rain and hail, We were not bothered. We were indoors in their cafeteria area, and it all worked out great. The acoustics were nice, and the singing men did great. And I share that because our next concert, and it'll be the last full concert for the 2022 season with our patriotic, sacred, Southern gospel and the various arrangements that we sing, because in a few weeks we'll start with Christmas music for our December concert. And so, men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, you're certainly invited to join us tonight at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. We sing from 7 to 9 p.m. So realizing that this morning's program re-airs in the evening, there's still time. You can show up a little late. You'll enjoy this men's fellowship, and we'll be practicing for our concert on Saturday, September 10th at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Sidorus. It'll be a 6 p.m. concert. I believe that's where our director, Keith Kraft, attends. But that'll be a full, sacred, wonderful, God-honoring concert. So put that on your calendar, Saturday, September 10th, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Sidorus. But men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God tonight at 7 p.m., which will get you used to singing again if it's been a while, and then later next month, we'll start in with our Christmas music for a December concert or two. So now would be a great time to join us. If you need more information or directions to the Great News Media Center, give us a call at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Tomorrow will be Testimony Tuesday, and I'm still working out a special guest for that. But if you're unfamiliar with Mark and Friends, always on Tuesday, we try to have somebody share their faith journey, life story, and testimony, giving glory to God on how Jesus was revealed to them, and as a result, how it's changed their lives. So join me tomorrow at this same time for Testimony Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you're probably familiar with two things. We usually have the Prime Lifetimes in Review. That's our beloved publication that's available in over 400 area locations with great content that's encouraging, informative, engaging. And many times we have a guest in that reads their story, the content that they've contributed, along with Mary Ann joining me in the studio. And we also read listener letters. And Lord willing, Mary Ann will be back for that broadcast. And also on Wednesday at noon, we have studio guests joining us for the Friday edition to Mark and Friends. So we taped the Wednesday program for Friday, and that happens at noon. So we started doing that with studio guests way back in May. And the first open discussion was on what is the Bible? The next week, what is the church? Then what is revival? What is true repentance? What is unity? What is love? What is forgiveness? What causes you to drift? So we've had many weeks, then another topic of discussion, as most of the time Pastor Jason Schiffo leads and facilitates. We discussed sharing your faith and testimony time. Why is the Trinity important? What is power? What is influence? How best to raise children and grandchildren? Then last week was what is living by faith and not by sight? And this coming Wednesday, the topic of discussion that I'll help facilitate is who is my neighbor? Oh, I hope you can join us this Wednesday at noon at the Great News Radio Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. We're right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy, the east side of the mall. You can access our studio from our private outdoor entrance. So just park, look for the Great News Media sign on the wall, and come right on in, as our discussion will begin at noon, and that's this Wednesday as we tape for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And it's always been so fun to have couples and friends join in on the discussion, as it's turned into a great fellowship time, and both Jason and I appreciate the great insights and feedback from those that participate. So you're all invited. That'll be this Wednesday at noon. The discussion is, who is my neighbor? Yep, you're probably already thinking about that Good Samaritan. I'll probably open up the program with those verses out of Luke. And let's see, finally, post-it note number 5 or number 6 here. A few dozen of us have met on a couple different Thursday nights, and we've been so blessed, as our intention was to gather some faithful followers of Jesus that were passionate about him being at work in our community. And so I began with a dozen or so friends that I contacted and said, let's just meet, worship God, build community, and seek his leading. So that happened about 3 weeks ago, and that was about 15 or 16 of us. And then last week, I think there was 20-something of us, and we always begin with the time of worshiping God before we want to pray and petition him and ask him to be at work. And then there was a time of building community as we had some testimony time and sharing and getting to know each other and some of the ministry work that people are involved in. And then we spend time praying, really seeking God's leading. And so it was just a phenomenal, fantastic time where we all felt like our buckets were filled to overflowing. We were energized and encouraged. And so the next time we meet is Thursday night, September 1st, 7 p.m., and we're just rallying people that are faithful followers of Jesus, that are passionate about seeking his leading in their lives. And our ultimate goal is to understand what he might want us to do collectively, that it's such a big vision that it's beyond just one person's idea or some churches come together, but it'll really take all of us. And so we're praying big, seeking his leading. But if you want to be a part of that, show up on Thursday night, 7 p.m., September 1st at the Great News Media Center. And our commitment is to be done on or before 8:30. So it's a 1.5-hour commitment at the most, but it's been really neat to see how God has shown up and the diversity, people coming from all walks of life, various churches. And so if there's a stirring in your heart, I invite you to come out on Thursday, September 1st, 7 p.m. Well, before our reading today from Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, and I'm jumping to chapter 5, titled Turn Your Problems into Prayers, and one of the headings is titled Practice Spiritual Stewardship. Let me lead off with a song, one of my favorites. It's titled Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp. I've probably played this during Mark and Friends a few times over the year, but it's one of those songs that we played on our historic first ever broadcast on April 7th, which was Easter Sunday in 1996. It was our historic first ever broadcast of WGNN 102.5 FM, and that was part of our, I think, our first 10 or so songs as we had a special one-hour introductory broadcast that launched that radio ministry. And now 27 years removed, we're still wanting the Lord to bring revival to work in all of our lives as our goals remain to educate, edify, and evangelize. So we hope that as we help you take steps forward on your faith journey, as you're educated, as you're edified, you'll feel compelled to evangelize, to share your faith, and we will have equipped you through the Bible teachings, devotional thoughts, the God-honoring music, to go into all your world, preach that good news message, and help bring revival to our community. So here's Steve Camp, Revive Us, O Lord.
We have turned from your ways, Lord. Your fruit we cease to bear. We lack the power.
this song. The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead compels us to His throne. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. And cleanse us from our impurities and make us holy. Hear our cry and revive us, O Lord.
That's Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp. Just love that song and its message. And may we all today be those conduits, those hands and arms and feet of Jesus to go into all our world, touching people with the love of God, telling them how much they are valued and cared for and loved by God. And may we be those vehicles that bring healing and hope to this hurting world. Well, as you know, on Monday, we love to read from the book Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, and we're turning to Chapter 5, which is titled Turn Your Problems into Prayer. Too many good leaders burn out and wear out under the immense weight of spiritual leadership. Each month, up to 2,000 pastors quit the ministry, never to return. Research of 25 years ago showed clergy dealing with stress better than many professionals. However, since 1980, studies in the United States show a sharp change. Recent studies describe an alarming spread of burnout among pastors. One study told that 3 out of 4 parish ministers, out of a sample of 11,500, reported severe stress causing anguish, worry, bewilderment, anger, depression, fear, and ailment. In a recent Assemblies of God survey, 17% of those who responded said that quite often they were depressed to the extent it affected their ministry performance. Another 20% said they experienced this level of depression every 2 or 3 months. In the September-October 2000 edition of Physician Magazine, Dr. Walt Laymore, Vice President of Medical Outreach at Focus on the Family, along with Reverend Bill Peel, reported that 80% of pastors and 84% of their spouses are discouraged or dealing with depression. 40% of pastors and 47% of their spouses say they are suffering from burnout. The norm among men in our country who are experiencing depression at any given time is about 10%. The norm among pastors is 40%. That's talking about pastors. What about all the overburdened lay leaders who quit as well? Many others remain in their positions, but they just go through the motions. Every leader deals with pressures and problems. My pastor used to say that for the spiritual leader, there are two bad days for every good one. For the leader, dealing with difficulties is part of the territory. In one sense, if there were no problems, then leaders would be unnecessary. And I pause here. It just reminds me of the great importance for all of us to be praying for our pastors and those in ministry roles, because so many times they're pouring out their very hearts. They're working many long hours. They give and give and give, and they really need our prayer coverage, as does this ministry, as so many of us take on a lot of different tasks, wearing many different caps to get all the work done. And so we just always want to be mindful of those that are in roles that are advancing God's kingdom, to keep them prayed up and in the center of God's will. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to stop there. Next week, we'll read about practical spiritual stewardship and turn problems into prayer from our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Thanks for tuning in. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, I had a number of introductory comments, updates, and invites so you could be a part of some of our upcoming events or Singing Men concerts. So stop by WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, or GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org, and listen anytime on the Mark and Friends tab so you can be in the know. Well, know that God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for you today. And for some of you men, it may be coming out to our rehearsal at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.